Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad Christina's here. She's one of our very special Brain Trust members, has been now for more than, 11 years now. She is the author of Managing Your Email. She is our top email expert, and she is from the great country of Canada, our great allies and friends to the north. Christina Cavanaugh, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. A pleasure, as always.
It's good to have you back. So, is there anything that's left to be learned about email after all these years, Christina?
Very good question. I think that there is, maybe it's nothing new, but I think that we have to think about how we control the beast, because yeah. I believe that all this talk about information overload that you keep hearing, and you know, especially at the beginning of the year, it's all the same beast. You know, we just need to shave
right.
it, and we just need
right.
to sort of pretty it up.
What do you think? How do we do that?
Well, I think that, you know, part of it is to get us to manage our own email as opposed to it managing us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real difference there. So instead of feeling overwhelmed, we feel like we are in control. Some of that, I think, comes from, you know, good email habits. You know, things like, I always, when I talk about email, I talk about do's and don'ts, you know, because people are really eager. What do I do? What's the quick fixes, you know, around these
mm-hmm.
things? So how do I get through my emails faster? How do I get them read? All these
well,
kinds
my,
of things.
I could get through my email faster if I could get rid of the spam.
I
mean, that's my problem. My big problem is staying ahead of the spam.
Yeah. Well, you must be talking about corporate spam, because you've got spam. Everybody's got spam filters.
Yeah, I've got spam filters, but you know it keeps getting in, you know, and there's just a lot of. I'm always worried about setting my filters too tightly, because
yeah.
you know it might catch a prospect that wanted to spend money with me. Christina.
Right.
Isn't that a real concern for a lot of folks?
Yeah, it is, but I think that you can test your spam filters, and if you can increase the strength, and you can also look at your junk email, so you can set your filters so that it won't.
Oh yeah, no, I do that, and I do that. Maybe I tell you, I think maybe people are not quite as good, as adept at the spam filter thing as you are, Christina.
Well, they...
Because I hear a lot of other people complaining about it myself.
Yeah. Well, it is, I mean, we will never get rid of spam. You know, like, there's always going to be a percentage out there where that exists.
Right.
So the only thing we have to accept that and then say, all right, so what do we do with the next...
I think we should do the spammers like we should do ISIS. Hunt them down and kill every one of them.
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, spammers and hackers are not the most popular people on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, but if we keep focusing our attention on all those negatives, then that takes us away from being able to sort of manage the positive stuff. So what I do say to people about spam is just, you know, delete it. Get rid of it. You know, set your filters. Look in your junk mail once in a while, because I know that that's always an issue.
My big concern is not that I'm going to miss somebody that I know, but that I'm going to miss somebody that I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we do get things in here, you know, that'll pop up out of the blue. Somebody who maybe is a prospect, somebody who I don't know, but they've heard about us and they want to do business with us for whatever reason. And then for whatever reason their email comes in and it doesn't look like an inquiry, it looks like spam.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason. And that's the thing I'm worried about. And so I actually probably put up with a little more spam because I'm so I'm so confused. When you're small, Christina, you know this. When you're a small business owner, you can't afford to miss anything.
No, no, and that's true, and that's very true. So that's why setting the filters high is good, but then also checking your junk box every day ensures, because then it becomes a separate task. Mm-hmm. Then it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to scan through and right. see if there's anything that looks legit. And that way, I'd say for 95% of the time or 99%, you're covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I always say to people is if somebody reaches out to you with an inquiry, they want to do business with you, and they don't hear from you,
yeah.
they'll call you.
They should check back in with you. You want to think that they will. Because most people, I think, realize mm-hmm. that as wonderful as email is, as wonderful an application as it is, a resource as it can be, it's still not perfect. Sometimes things get caught. I mean, people know that sometimes your stuff gets caught in the spam filter, or for whatever reason, the backbone just eats it.
Yeah, well, but exactly. So things can happen, and we know that. And so, you know, I do say that with the small business in particular, if somebody has targeted at you, they want to do business with you, they'll get in touch again. I know I do. I know when I reach mm-hmm. out to smaller business to, you know, for making inquiries, if I don't hear anything, you know, within a few days, I pick up the phone. And
right.
invariably, it's one of those, oh, I didn't get to it, or I'm glad you called. You know, so there's nothing wrong
right.
with that.
Right. All right, what else? What are some other things?
Yeah. Well, I'd say, you know, if you're talking, we're talking on the productivity end of things. One of the other things that seems to keep coming up is how often should I check my emails? You know, should I be always at the beck and call of the system? And I would say that the answer to that is no. Most people, you know, have other types of work they need to do, and they can't always be on email,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I do recommend that people block time, you know, so that they're able, you know, it could be three times a day.
So you minimize the screen to get it off the desktop.
And
then go back every so often.
That go back at times that, you know, where you know you've got a block of time that you can work, as opposed to always being constantly interrupted.
If you don't do that, yeah. it's really going to be hard to focus on whatever you're working on.
Exactly, exactly.
And to stay focused.
Yes, and so people aren't expecting that you've got to answer an email
right
away. But
exactly.
If within a few hours, no problem.
Yep. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, she's got some more do's and don'ts. Email do's and don'ts for us after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.